This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Oh, the doctor is definitely in, and he needs to be, because Dr. Batar, new report, it's on healthfinder.gov, says that more than half of all Americans have chronic health problems. Dude, they needed a study to figure that out?
Yeah, you know, this is a great, great topic, Robert, because this is something close and dear to my heart, because I love the surprise on people's face when they start to realize that there is a difference between being in good health versus the absence of disease. Because most people in our society believe that the absence of disease is the same thing as having good health. And what we're talking about here is half the population is chronically ill. That means that the other half of the population thinks because they're not chronically ill that they're healthy, whereas in fact that is the furthest thing from the truth. They are absent of a chronic disease, but that doesn't mean that they're healthy. So if you were able to plot this on a graph, far left, let's say the far left is the chronically ill.
Mm-hmm.
And the right, you know, actually, I just realized the political connotations.
Oops.
But anyway, yeah, oops is right. But
yeah.
Let's put that aside, okay? Let's just say on one side you've got, and actually I like that, the far left, no. On one
All right.
side, you've got the chronically ill, and on the other side is not the absence of disease. Absence of disease is actually in the middle. The opposite side is healthy, and
yes.
Most people are not healthy. They're just absent in disease, absent of
currently
disease.
Absent in a diagnosed disease. I've kind of liken it to the folks that say they can eat a fast food, you know, go to the fast food drive-thru, and they're fine. Oh, yeah, I eat that all the time. I'm fine. I'm like, dude, if you're not at least having diarrhea after eating that food, there's a problem. You're chronically ill. That's not a good thing.
That's a very good statement, too, because, you know, whether they can tolerate something is not the same as being fine. And that's a very, very important distinction. It's subtle, but it's important because just the fact that the body can tolerate something does not mean that it's not taking its toll. You know,
correct.
It's like saying you got a really strong mule that can carry the burden, but that doesn't mean that you've laden the mule down with even more burden, because eventually that mule is going to fail. And
right.
So the reason I use the word mule, because, you know, a beast of burden. So we want to make sure that we understand the difference between chronically ill and the opposite level, which is really healthy, but we see absence of disease as the opposite end of the spectrum, whereas, in fact, there's another whole spectrum beyond that, and that's optimum health.
Right.
So what's scary is when they talk about in this particular study that half the population, half of Americans have chronic health problems, you know, that, again, could be a moment of duh, as
yeah.
I'm sure that
Well, for us, I mean, we've been dealing and seeing that, not least of which, of course, you know, I had to overcome so many chronic conditions in my life to know what I know today, that, it, you know, what's astonishing is that it's not 90%, you know, and maybe we could argue it could be shortly thereafter if we continue this path of toxic food, toxic water, toxic vaccines, you know, all of these things that we would discuss here. Now, I'm trying to think of a more...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Technically, this could be 90% because this is more than half. It doesn't say half the Americans.
Yeah.
It's more than half.
Yeah, it could be 90. They're not real specific. But I'm trying to think of a martial arts analogy here. Because when you're in a, you know, a high state of fitness and you're ready to defend yourself, if somebody comes at you with a staff or even their own fist, you know, you're trained, you can react, you can block it, the blow doesn't do you any harm. But over time, if you're weakened or if certain ones get past the defenses, you start getting hit. Now, I'm not saying that the next blow is going to kill you. Maybe it's just sparring. But there is, as you said, it takes its toll if you can no longer defend yourself. And in the acute state, you just reject toxins. You just reject them. The body goes, nope, not for me. But at a certain point of adaptation, you're weakened, and now you're accepting them, trying to deal with them in another way. It's not optimal, but you'll live. But you may end up in a chronic state of disease. In fact, you will. It's just going to manifest differently from a different, you know, different constitution.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Robert. And here's the thing. When you look at the title of this, more than half of Americans have chronic health problems. Here's the issue. If we know that half the population has suffered from depression, then how can they say more than half have chronic health problems? I think that your original statement, maybe 90%, because if you start looking at people and asking them their state of health, where would people really put that, their own state of health? I think that probably 15-20% of people would feel that they were truly in good health. But if we expand the definition to what we talked about earlier, where absence of disease does not mean that they're in good health, I bet you would include a greater number of people into that.
Sure. But how many people
chronically ill or absence of disease?
Right. How many people, Dr. Bitar, will tell you, I'm just fine, I'm doing great, I just had this one little thing, and then you begin to query them further, and you find out they're on 5 different medications for different things, and they honestly believe when they're telling you that they're fine. They believe it. Well, my doctor says I'm fine, and you're like, I'm on 5 drugs, but my doctor says I'm fine. I'm like, wow, what?
This is hilarious because you're absolutely right. I had a patient that came to me, and so, you know, we get that detailed head map history, right?
Yep.
And I'm sitting with this patient, and I ask her about her medical history, and she says, I have none. And I said, you have none? Now, this is a woman that's sitting in front of me. She's got a 2-liter, she's got a nasal cannula with oxygen going at 2 liters per minute, okay? She's got a history, she's got the raspy voice, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Come to find, I'm looking at her medical records, and I asked her again, I said, excuse me, did you say you don't have a medical history? She goes, no, I don't have anything significant. Her medical history, then the chart I'm looking at shows 5-vessel CABG, a coronary artery bypass graft, and a previous 3-vessel CABG before that, 2 heart attacks, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, a bout with breast cancer in the past, and she's a brittle diabetic. I mean, this woman was the proverbial train wreck, and in her world, she had no significant medical history. Hmm. And she's sitting there with oxygen in front of me. Now, this was, you know, you just made that interesting comment about the 5 drugs and thinking that they're not ill. Here's a person that was tremendously under the bar of what you would consider as health, and in her world, she had no significant medical history. So, yes, the delusion that people may be under, that's another aspect of this that certainly has to be taken into consideration.
Sure, and I look back on my history. I was ill from almost the word go, and so it was a normal part of my existence, being unhealthy, but it wasn't defined that. It was like, oh, no, he just has allergies and respiratory issues and skin problems and skeletal inflammation. But other than that, he's healthy. So that's another way of saying it. Other than all of those things, right? I have cancer, but other than that, I'm healthy. I've heard that too.
That's right. That's right. So these definitions of health or lack of health would probably have to be taken into consideration. But I think once we would factor all these components in, I would venture to say that probably 1 to 2 out of every 10 people would truly be healthy, and the rest of them would, if they're not ill, they're close to being ill, or their absence of disease right now, it's certainly not healthy.
Right. Well, this is part of the process. And, you know, even I go back for our new listeners, especially the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. We talk about it. People have written in about it, how it's still impacting their lives. It's been out for a number of years now, but it's still just as valid as the day it was written. And these are the kind of books that we, you know, I encourage you to read because it transforms your view of the world, because our reality has been altered in such a way that, again, health is now, as you said, become the absence of disease, or, you know, having an allergy is normal now. So that's, you're still healthy, but you have an allergy. No, you have a hyperimmune response to the environment. That is not healthy.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I think that helping people to understand what the definition of healthy is, is an important part, because that will help to make them aware of their own misunderstanding of what health really is.
Yeah. A big part of my learning early on when I started into homeopathy was to get back to the basics, like acute and chronic. What's the difference between an acute disease and a chronic disease? And sometimes I wonder if doctors, if they're trained in it, somehow they forget it when they become doctors, because in many cases they try to take all of their acute training, whether it be drugs or other things, and put it into the chronic hole. And it just doesn't work the same way.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Robert. I think that the definition of acute versus chronic, and not to forget the point that sometimes acute things, if left untreated, can become chronic.
Yes.
And then you've also got, can make the issue even more confusing, but sometimes you've got things that are considered to be subacute or subclinical, so they don't manifest themselves, but they are still going on. Cavitations are a perfect example of that, with a low insidious, low-grade infection that people don't realize, or thyroid, hypothyroidism, that can be subclinical, where you do the blood test and everything looks okay, but they're still subclinical. They're low thyroid, and it just doesn't manifest itself in the blood work, but they're still subclinical or suboptimal, which can then eventually lead to a chronic disease. But I think that, again, these are all part and parcel of those things of helping people to understand what is the definition of health and what is the definition of the absence of disease.
Yeah. Speaking of thyroid, we have a question of the day coming in from Barbara, and she's talking about this researchers identifying a link between low thyroid hormone levels in pregnancy and the child's inability to do mental math and also reducing their height. And she's referencing a Daily Mail article on this. Of course, this is a mainstream media. They're covering occasionally these reports. And she says, I think it goes further than this. She says, I think there's a link with low thyroid hormone levels in pregnancy and the child being on the autistic spectrum. She says her doses were all over the place when she was pregnant, and her levels were too, and no account was taken at the time lag between those dose increases and it correctly reflecting in blood levels. So evidently they were manipulating her thyroid levels, and now she has a child on the autistic spectrum with Asperger's, and she's wondering what you think, Dr. Batar. Barbara is wondering, and I know we're up on a break here, but think on that. We don't know. I know, I'll just say this right up front. We don't know anything about the vaccine history of this child. She didn't mention it. But is there any truth to thyroid dysfunction, imbalance, hormonal levels, and a manifestation of autism spectrum disorders? We'll come back with Dr. Roshan Batar right here on Advanced Medicine version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you ever miss the show, medicalrewind.com is an easy place to hear more of Dr. Batar and me, RSB, chatting about advanced medicine.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Barbara was asking the question of Dr. Batar here, question of the day, about researchers linking low thyroid hormone levels in pregnancy and some issues with the child that's born, including likelihood of being diagnosed into the autism spectrum. Again, Dr. Batar, she didn't mention anything about the vaccine history or other things, so we don't have all of the information, but what have you heard or seen in regards to thyroid function in pregnancy and the impact on the health of the offspring?
Well, I think that, Robert, you can answer this a number of different ways. I think you would agree with me. Certainly, the thyroid levels in the mother will play and have an impact on the health of the child, but autism is not something that would be associated directly with us. Could this contribute to the fire? Yes. But is it the spark that caused the fire? Certainly not. The bottom line is this, that if during the National Vaccine Initiative, which took place in 1991, which was in response to stamping out all childhood diseases, if the incidence of autism was 1 in 10,000 then, and 25 years later, the incidence of autism now is 1 in 48 mm-hmm. or 43 or 35, whatever it is now. It's constantly changing and constantly getting more and more abundantly clear that it's prevalent in the population. You can't say that, oh, all these women were had their thyroid hormones in 1991. Only one out of 10,000 women had an imbalanced thyroid, and now mm-hmm. one out of every 35 or 40 women have a imbalanced thyroid. That's just preposterous, and it's not accurate. it is something that could potentially contribute to the problem, but certainly is not the cause of the problem. It could
sure.
exacerbate the problem, but it's not the cause of the problem. The cause of the problem is very clear. It's mercury on board of physiology that can't eliminate. Yes, do other toxins play in a role? Yes. Do
yes.
other hormonal things contribute? Yes. But is it the
well
cause?
Said. Yeah, and I think that if I look at the issues with the thyroid, we do see two key minerals, if you will. Selenium deficiency, iodine deficiency also play a significant impact or havoc on the endocrine system and the thyroid. Selenium deficiency, of course, we know is going to create all kinds of problems, metabolic problems, cellular problems, during pregnancy, for the offspring. So we can start drawing out from one diagnosed issue, which is a thyroid issue, to, okay, what are the things that would likely manifest that, and how would that impact on the health of a child?
That's exactly right. So you could have many different things that are going to contribute to the child's health, and certainly the exposure of vaccines can, as you started the segment by mentioning, that we don't know what the history of the child is as far as vaccine history, but you'd have to go back even further and look at what the mother's history of inoculations were, and the mother's history of exposure to mercury was, what the mother's amalgam load was,
mm-hmm.
And especially looking at these parameters in the 9 months that she was carrying while the baby was in utero. So those things would contribute. But even prior to that, you know, what's her body burden of the mercury and all these other aspects? And then, of course, you know that mercury on board of physiology will cause hormonal dysregulation. That is one of the common things. Mercury impedes the endocrine system. Hypothyroidism is just one of the problems. It's a very big problem. It also makes them less insulin sensitive, and it creates other types of havoc with the adrenal system. But thyroid is one of the first places that you'll see heavy metal toxicity and persistent organic pollutant toxicity manifesting itself. So it would not be surprising to see that many of these women, many of these children had mothers that had low thyroid, but then why did they have the low thyroid? Again, that's not a question that's being asked. You know, it's an observation. But low thyroid doesn't just spontaneously occur. And we have many patients, in fact, on the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, on the DVD version, on the Know Your Options that you narrated, Robert,
uh-huh.
There's a lady that was on Synthroid from the age of 28 till she came to us at the age of 62. We start treating her for heavy metal toxicity. She had all sorts of different metals, lead, arsenic, antimony, tin, nickel. Mercury did not show up. We treated her for four years, and then finally the mercury started showing up, and we got her off the, got her mercury out, got her amalgams out,
mm-hmm.
and we were able to take her off the Synthroid. She was actually, then we put her on Armour, we took her off the Armour, we had a thyroid supplement, we took her off the thyroid supplement, and eventually by the time before she turned 70, this lady who had been on Synthroid since the age of 28 was now euthyroid. She didn't need any more thyroid supplementation, she didn't need any more thyroid support. It was all because we got her mm-hmm. metals out of the way and the thyroid started to self-regulate, which even defied me. That was over 42 years.
Right. And remember, as we've said, and you've acknowledged this as well, these metals, these heavy metals, mercury displaces the key minerals like selenium and other things. And, you know, you were right. Mercury also impacts the endocrine system very, very directly. And that's also in the homeopathic Materia Medica acknowledged. So we're talking about broadcast healing today, advanced medicine coming up. We've got more questions about autism and specific deficiencies after the break.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrett-Dierro, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Back at it with Dr. Bitar, doing some advanced medicine as we do each and every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I hope you enjoyed as much as I do. The archives are available through GCN, of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podcast, Red State Radio, UK Health Radio, as well as the SoundCloud, but also medicalrewind.com. Medicalrewind.com, a great place to get these things. And love answering your questions here that you could submit at robertscottbell.com, or you can call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And you can call in live if we have the ability, or we have the ability to do so, if we have the time to take your calls live, or we can actually play them back later if you leave a message for us. So those are the options, the ways you can go. And Dr. Buttar, you'll find him at drbuttar.com, drbuttar.com. Now, just going to the next question of the day here, I just found it. And this relates to, it's kind of a follow-up. We were mentioning the thyroid issue. And this goes to B12 deficiencies, interestingly enough. Let's see, it's from Clive. He says, my 40-year-old stepdaughter has ME/CFS, chronic fatigue syndrome, since she was at high school, so a long time suffering. He says, I understand that this can be caused by vitamin B12 deficiency. Her 5-year-old son has just been diagnosed with autism, and I'm wondering whether, if his mom was B12 deficient during pregnancy and nursing, whether he might again, there might be a connection between the autism and B12. I'd be grateful for any insights or information, Clive. Interesting how these two questions came in. They're sort of similar, kind of going to the same place.
Yeah, exactly, Robert. And it's interesting, too, the B12 component of the question was asked specifically about B12 and autism. And so there are many people that have felt that way. In fact, there's a couple of doctors that have built their entire practices around this concept, where they use B12, methyl B12 shots. They use other types of B vitamins to try to overcome the autism aspect. I actually started doing that just to see. I didn't see any noticeable difference. I do believe that B vitamins are very important. In fact, B vitamins are important for life in general. And when you have people that are just general malaise, sluggishness, exhaustion, fatigue, they're not sure what's going on, workup is negative, B12, B6, B5, all the B vitamins are just essential for life, folic acid. So to answer this specific question, I don't believe that it is related to autism. Now, there is a methylation issue that some people have a methylation issue. So if the child has a methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase enzyme deficiency, then yes, they could be contributing, but it's, again, not the cause. It goes back to the same answer as to the previous question with the thyroid. Yes, can it contribute? Absolutely. Is it the cause? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. There are many people that can have this type of dysfunction, and if you can help to alleviate the dysfunction, will it help to improve their symptomology? Yes, but will it take care and alleviate the autism? Absolutely no, because, again, mm-hmm. that the denudation of the neurofibrils, they are disintegrating away, and it's causing a deleterious effect. And if you were to give person B12, it does not stop that denudation. If they're B12 deficient or folic acid deficient, it will help to improve some of the symptomology. But to think that that is alleviating the autism or the cause, the burn, the stuff that's causing the neurons to disintegrate, that's just not
right. True. Yeah, that's a stretch beyond where anything is in evidence. Now, the question also about the mom having myalgic encephalomyelitis, ME they call it, and chronic fatigue syndrome, as it relates to B12. I mean, there's legitimacy there, yes?
Absolutely. And the lack of the B12, you see, B12 and folic acid, Robert, I don't need to tell you this. You already know this better than most people. I mean, you don't have those two things, you know, that's even more important than the selenium and iodine and chromium that we talk about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even in your world, you know that, because I know selenium is true to your heart, and it actually is to mine, too. I just don't talk about it as much as you do because I'm not...
according to Steve Feld, Steve the Thorough, I think he made me selenium man or something. And you, what were you?
No, that's right. He did.
You were chelation man.
That's right. That's
the
right.
Superhero.
Selenium, actually, one of the most important minerals take, as far as I'm concerned, the planet, and this has nothing to do with my affinity for Robert, but selenium is probably the most important thing that I think a person can supplement on. And until, Robert, I met you, I used to talk about this all the time. I stopped talking about it now because, you know, you always mentioned the selenium, but 200 micrograms of selenium in your diet has been shown in a retrospective analysis over 19 years that it decreased the incidence of cancer. I don't remember how big the population was, but it was in the thousands. Reduced the incidence of of cancer from something like 17% down to 1.5%. Mm-hmm. And the only documented difference was selenium. They were supplemented with 200 micrograms of selenium. And so you would think that that would be enough to make every person to say, hey, I want to test or make sure that I'm on 200 micrograms of selenium. But instead, the conclusion was further studies are needed to yes. evaluate the potential. You know, who the hell is going to do more studies on right. something? I mean, you know, just increase the selenium. Just go out there and grab a handful of dirt. You're going to get probably enough selenium if you do that. The point is, that, you know, why do you have to do another study to substantiate that? But, yes, selenium is a very important aspect. But, again,
right.
I run off topic here.
No. That's still on topic. I agree because we can get caught up in one thing. And it's like, even though I talk about selenium, I never say it's the only thing. But, yes, as far as one of the simplest things you can add in as a supplement to have the significant impact that it has, it is right up there at the top of the list in many cases. So it doesn't ignore the B12 and the folate and all these other things that we're talking about. But I want to acknowledge that, and the studies out there support it.
Right, absolutely. But B12 and folic acid is probably one of the easiest things to do. You know, I was actually once asked why I don't do homocysteine levels. And, you know, my simple answer was that, you know, the test to check somebody's homocysteine levels is probably like $75 or something like that. Why would I do that when I can treat a person for a whole year with B12 and folic acid for $75? You know, if I'm going to question, I'm just going to put them on it.
We're right.
You know,
yes.
Not even bother doing the test. I mean, again, I'm being facetious somewhat, but you understand the point. B12 and folic acid is synonymous with life, and anybody who is low in there, they're going to have a methylation issue, they're going to have problems, and they're going to end up being more prone to not feeling optimally and having other types of chronic diseases. So it's consistent with life. But to say it's related to autism or anything like that, you know, it's kind of like Lyme's. Lyme's is a great masquerader. So when in doubt, you could always say that it's Lyme's because it could be associated with all these different symptoms. But if you really start looking at the nitty-gritty of it, vitamin B12, folic acid, thyroid, the minerals, these are all important. But to say that these are causing something like autism is caused very, there's a very specific cause of it, and even though there are many things that may contribute to it, the cause is the same, and that is the spark that caused the fire that eventually led to the trees being down. Yes, it's mercury. It's
mm-hmm.
not the other metals, even though the other metals may contribute to it. Yes, lead decreases IQ. Nothing causes denudation of the neurofibrils like mercury. Even the most toxic substance known to man, which is uranium, does not cause the same detrimental effect as mercury does to the brain.
Right. Now, if we look at other things that cause things, there's an interesting article here in a mainstream news magazine called Time. You might have heard of it. And it's talking about emulsifiers, right? Chemicals like detergents, right, to blend oil and water together in products that you buy, including ice cream that's often sold in these commercial tubs and containers. And they're talking...
You're not gonna say ice cream is bad, are you, Robert?
No, not the kind you would like. The kind that I would eat.
I'm going to hang up on the call.
I'm done, right? I'm over. You're attacking.
In the sand.
I just want you to read the label. If you're going to the grocery store to buy ice cream, of course, we want it to be organic, but even more than that, look to make sure they're not emulsifiers like polysorbate 80, which, by the way, you'll find in some vaccines, and something I can barely pronounce here. Let's see if I can read this word. Carboxymethyl cellulose. And these things, they fed animals who consumed these emulsifiers in their water, showed changes in their gut microbes that were consistent with promoting tumor growth. So these emulsifiers ingested, altering the gut microbiome toward tumor growth.
Wow. So just to talk about the more important issue here, which is
ice cream.
That's where we get our priorities straight. My ice cream is homemade,
yes.
E2A2 milk. And every component we put in ourselves. So that's our typical ice cream. But, yes, I mean, there's so much of this. Under the first and second toxicity, but also the fifth toxicity. I'm getting confused. Sorry, Robert. Sixth toxicity, the foods. And we're not talking about the actual foods, but the things that we do to the foods.
We do the food,
that we
yeah.
add to them. Yeah, the manipulation of the food substances, but the reason I said the first and second toxicities because of the metals and the persistent organic pollutants. Many of these preservatives that are used are persistent organic pollutants or fall underneath those categories or could potentially fall under those categories.
Right.
For example, EDTA, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, and most chelators were actually developed from an industrialized basis. So EDTA is actually found in tomato ketchup and mayonnaise and many of these other food items. That may be one of the preservatives that's not detrimental, but there are many things that are used to help preserve food. And some of the things that you just mentioned, the polysorbates and some of these other components, they're used to help make the food maybe last longer, but, you know.
They're blending kind of like, and lasting, yeah. And it says right here, Dr. Bitar, that these emulsifiers are limited by government. Oh, thank heavens, right? But guess what? They're limited to 1% to 2%, but oops, they don't restrict the number of emulsifiers allowed. So we could have 100 of them in there at 1% to 2%. You basically are eating emulsification ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when you start looking at some of the things that you've talked about, we've talked about on the show before, for example, when you take a Twinkie, those old Twinkies, and you could leave them on the shelf without a cover on them, and then 4 years later, it looks exactly the same and no bugs have eaten them. Why is that? Well, it's because of some of these components within those foods that preserve them to the point that even bugs won't consume them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly right. The thing is, if you're using preservatives, you think, well, it's to preserve the food, but how does it do that? It does it by killing things. You follow me? So if you eat preservative-laden food, you're eating food that has stuff in it to kill things. Think about that before you eat the preservative-laden foods. Now, we've got one more segment here on Advanced Medicine coming up, and Dr. Bitar tells me there's an event coming up, an Ask Dr. Bitar special event. So I want everybody to pay attention. We're going to make sure we got the right links up, and we're going to tell you where to go, when to go, and how to get there after the break, so you can participate in a special kind of webinar online, kind of Ask Dr. Bitar event. So stick around for lots of great healing yet to go, and you can get the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. More Advanced Medicine after this brief break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. SolarC is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why SolarC beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why SolarC is energy insurance for your family.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In other news, former Attorney General Janet Reno, 6'2" man. She died at 78 of Parkinson's, or the treatment for Parkinson's, we're not sure. Also, other causes of cancer and problems, scented rooms, the artificial fragrances, the phthalates that they call them. Many health-conscious consumers are saying, no, not anymore. That's a good sign. And even a better sign, we've added into the show notes today at robertscottbell.com a link to askdrbatar.com. You want to ask Dr. Batar a question beyond what we do here on Advanced Medicine? You can do that now. Go to www.askdrbatar.com. It'll send you right to the page, and bonus that, there's a sign-up on the top right-hand area of that webpage where you can take part in the upcoming webinar, which will be Thursday, November the 17th. And we've got the sign-up link also embedded in the show notes today as well. Just link, and it will go there at robertscottbell.com. So, Dr. Batar, what's going to be going on in this webinar that you're so excited to reveal to the world?
Well, when you go to that page on the left-hand, on the right-hand side, upper right-hand, like you said, they can register for it. But more importantly, on the left-hand side, that's where they can submit their question. And the last time we did this, which was a few years ago, we had over 1,000 people attended the webinar. We only had a capacity of 1,000, and it was totally filled up and went for about 3.5 hours. And we had over 400 questions submitted. We launched this time to do the same thing. And it's only been a week, and we've already had more than 500 questions submitted. So we're going to take the most commonly asked questions, because there's no way, obviously, we can answer all the questions, but we're going to take the most frequently asked questions and then answer those, Robert, and hopefully you're going to be able to join me on this. But for example, one of the things that I already know is that we're going to cover is the vanvcd.org, that website that you talked about a year ago. We've got over 10,000 parents now that have taken that survey. These are legitimate, verified ISP addresses recorded. We know that they're real. We verify the emails and everything. And they've submitted the data, and the data is just absolutely unbelievable what it shows. I mean, one of the researchers, a PhD, who did his PhD thesis on cancer, he's a researcher. He saw this data, and he was blown away. He said, my God, I've never heard of any university study that has an N number that's exceeded, say, 500, 600, maybe 1,000. He goes, you've got over 10,000 people over here, and it's following a subjective SF-36 patient outcome-based research model, which has completely been legitimized by all the major pharmaceutical companies and all the universities. They can't argue with this because it's based upon the criteria that they've published themselves, and it shows unequivocally what the vaccines are doing. Do vaccinations help or hurt my child? So this is just one of the many things we're going to cover there. We're going to be covering some very hot topics, and everybody that registers will get a link to the webinar. But we also are going to have this, once the webinar is shown, then we will put this all into the IADFW, the International Association for a Disease-Free World, so that all the members can have access to that information.
So we're actually going to be visually stunned to see, if you will, the reporting on the VanVCD results. So they'll visually be able to see what you're describing.
Absolutely, Robert. Thank you for clarifying that. That's exactly right. They'll be able to not only visually see it, but they'll be also shown exactly how they can go in. Anybody can. Any member of the public can go in now, and they can dictate the various criteria. They can say only boys or only girls or only children between this age and this age or only children that had parents that had this medical condition, and they can see what the data shows. They can do it by country. They can do it by demographic. They can do it by any criteria they want because it's a live, ongoing, constantly evolving study. I mean, anybody could do their data is right there. They can do their own research now on this live data that's constantly being updated.
Now, Dr. Bitar, for those who have not heard about VanVCD, because we've got a lot of new listeners, especially since the truth about cancer, this is vaccinated and non-vaccinated children's data, vanvcd.org. Is it still available to submit new data, or has it been shut down and now you're reporting what we've got so far?
No, Robert. It's constantly going to be evolving, and our goal is to have 1 million parents that have filled the survey out. We've only had 10,000. But, you know, to go from 1 to 2 or from 5 to 10, that's one thing. But to go from 10,000 to 20,000 and from 100,000 to 100,000, that's the key. That's what's exciting.
All right, folks, go check it out, vanvcd.org. If you haven't submitted data, you can also look at the data. And I thank you, Dr. Bitar, for doing some more advanced medicine with us. It's time to tell them what they need to know.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.